Hi there, boys and girls. I hope you're having a good week. And if you are a Christian, I hope you are content. Troubles may come. They always do. The Bible never says that just because you're a Christian, you'll never have any trouble. But it does say that the Lord Jesus will be with you in the trouble. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. As the Apostle Paul was serving the Lord, he had all kinds of trouble, shipwrecks, beatings, sickness, and more. But he said in Philippians 4:11, I have learned in whatsoever state or circumstance I am to be content. So whatever your circumstances are today, be content. Look to Jesus and rest in Him. Now, here's the choir. Okay, kids, get a pencil and paper. We're going to do a little project today. You know, Aunt Carolyn is always encouraging you to tell the gospel. Well, here's a way you can do it with some paper and paste. Stay with me now. Raise your left hand with the bottom side towards you. Spread your fingers wide apart. Now, on your thumb, paste a small piece of yellow construction paper. On your index finger, paste a small piece of black paper on the inside at the tip. On the next finger, paste the piece of red paper. On the next, a piece of white paper. Now on your little pinky finger, paste a little piece of green paper. Now with that, you can tell the gospel story. The yellow on your thumb tells of God's love and of heaven, where God has prepared a home for those who receive His Son. The black paper on your index finger tells that our hearts are dark with sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot enter heaven with sin. The red middle finger represents the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary to pay for our sin. 1 John 1:7 says, Christ died for our sins. The white finger shows that when we trust Jesus as our Savior, He cleanses us from sin. Though your sins be as scarlet, Isaiah said, they shall be as white as snow. Your little finger with the green paper tells that a saved person will grow in Christ as they read the Bible and pray and obey the Lord. And someday they'll go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus. And that puts us right back to the gold thumb representing heaven. How about that? Put it together and show a friend. Be a witness for Christ. Now, here's the choir before story time. Our story today is a true one. The cliffhanger. Danny and Skip loved their big farm, but when work was done, the best place to play was in the big woods. Hiking there was better than any computer game. More thrilling than that was the nearby majestic gorge that broke beyond the woods. The massive grave cliffs plunged straight down hundreds of feet to the rushing river below. The white rapids made a thunderous roar. The reality was, though, that the cliffs were off limits. Dad's stern voice left no doubt about it. The cliffs were too dangerous, the shale sides too fragile and crumbly, and the high surface too steep. One step too close to the edge could cause a fatal fall. The cliffs were off limits, no man's land. The boys got their jobs done a little early one day and went wandering in the woods, spotting squirrels and other critters. Suddenly, they realized it was getting late. They had to hurry home. "Come on, Danny," Skip called. "You better not go that way. You better come on home."
"I'm coming," Danny retorted.
"It doesn't look like it. You're not supposed to go near the gorge."
"Really?" Danny taunted back.
"Hey, there's more than one way home, Smarty. I'll get there. And since when are you my boss or master? You go on home. I'll get there when I get there."
That ended it. There was no use arguing. Danny didn't care. He just wanted freedom. He was tired of doing everything Dad's way. After all, he was a pretty good kid. He was obedient most of the time. And he had a good brain. He saw other ways to do things. Just like the gorge. He had sense enough not to get too close to the edge. He didn't need Dad to tell him every move.
Darkness was falling, but Danny wanted one good look at the gorge. Walking toward it, he saw the cliffs and heard the rapids. He leaned forward for a better view. The sight was dazzling. But the height was dizzying. Danny took a step backward to steady himself, and then it happened. His foot slipped on the sandy ledge, and instantly both feet went out from under him. He was sliding down the incline. He reached for a stone or root, but nothing held. His cries went unheard. He clawed with his fingers, trying to stay on the slope, but nothing helped. "Somebody help me!" he screamed, but his call was drowned out by the roar of the river. Oh, why had he come this way? Why didn't he go home like he was supposed to? Why did he go his own way? Why? It was no use to ask now. It was too late. The sand was giving way under his fingers. He couldn't hold on any longer. He was going to die. His mind raced. Now he guessed it wasn't enough to be a pretty good boy or obedient most of the time. That was really disobedience. This proved that just one breach of Dad's rules was deadly. He would soon be dead. No one would ever know how scared he was or how sorry he was that he had disobeyed. he'd never see his parents or Skip again. Oh, help me, he cried.
Then, above, he heard a calm, deep voice. Don't move, Danny. I will get you.
Dad had come. Oh, Danny was so glad, but what could Dad do? The thin shale would crumble under him, too.
Be still, Danny. I have tied this rope around myself. When I drop it to you, grip it carefully, and I will lift you up.
Danny's hands were nearly numb, but he gripped the rope tightly.
Hold on, Dad called.
Dad had to find a good footing far from the ledge, pull with all his strength to lift Danny's weight, and slowly pull him up the cliff and at last onto level ground.
Danny lay limp, expecting a railing rebuke from his father, but it never came. None was needed. Danny knew he was wrong, how close he had come to death, and how fortunate that Dad had come. Dad helped him up, gave him a pat on the shoulder.
Come on, son, he said. Let's go home.
Dad risked his own life to save his self-willed boy. But Jesus Christ made a greater rescue by dying on the cross for self-willed, disobedient sinners. Just as Danny knew Dad's rules but wanted his own way, we have God's rules in the Bible, but we want our own way. We were born sinners, and we prove it by the wrong things we do. Yet God loves us and doesn't want us to be in hell. So he gave his only begotten son. Jesus didn't just risk his life. He gave his life for us. He died in our place. Like Danny, we must admit our sin and guilt. We must admit that we deserve punishment. Then, in repentance and faith, accept Christ as our Savior. Danny couldn't save himself. He had to take hold of the rope his father offered. And we cannot save ourselves from sin. The blood of Christ is the rope to which we must cling. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Won't you receive Christ today? He that hath the Son hath life. Now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.